From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, hailed what he called a significant drop in violence in Syria on the first day of a ceasefire brokered by the United States and Russia.
Let's be quite clear. By early morning, every report we have been seeing indicates a significant drop in violence.
De Mistura said if the ceasefire holds, the International Syria Support Group may use next week's gathering of world leaders in New York for sideline talks on ending the Syrian conflict altogether. He said an announcement is expected late Wednesday or Thursday from the U.S. and Russia on whether the ceasefire is holding. The United States and Russia have agreed to share targeting information for possible joint strikes against the Islamic State group and the former Syrian branch of al-Qaeda. It would be the first time the two nations have fought together since World War II. Former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres is in serious but stable condition after suffering a stroke. Doctors say his condition was likely caused by hypertension. His son Hemi spoke to reporters.
I'm optimistic. I'm a great believer in my father. He's an unique person. And I pray with all my heart, together with my family, that things will improve from this point on.
The 93-year-old Perez had previously been hospitalized with heart problems. A spokesman for South Sudan's president, Salva Kiir, has dismissed the findings of a report accusing Mr. Kiir and former Vice President Riek Machar of amassing wealth while millions of South Sudanese went without food. A spokesman said Tuesday the report from the rights group called The Century is rubbish and a lie. This is VOA News.